listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. Art and Soul is a weekly arts feature here on 89.1 WEMU, and this week it's about the visual arts in our community. And when we talk about the visual arts, we're joined by the Director of External Relations at the Ann Arbor Arts Center, Omari Raj. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
Busy day here at 89.1 WEMU as we wait for your call, 888-299-8910, or your gift online, WEMU.org. And a very busy day for Omari Rush in the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Where do we begin?
I mean, that's a great question. Where do we begin? So much going on at the Arts Center. We have an exhibition opening. We have a free pop-up event for the community. We're launching an augmented reality app. We got somebody performing movement art in a window.
All today. Well, tell us about the app. That sounds amazing.
So, we're working with Icon Interactive. They're a digital agency to create an augmented reality app. And by augmented reality, think Pokemon Go. Something pops up on your phone screen or tablet,
right,
and it kind of reinterprets, adds something new to the actual environment, actual landscape. And so it just changes the way you see your environment and interact with it. And so we're choosing to add art to our landscape. In particular, we're starting out in our building, and so people will be able to download this app and see a completely new virtual exhibition of the work of Andrew Rosinsky in our gallery. Just download the app. They'll have the phone. You can use a tablet also and just have some fun.
Is this an Ann Arbor company you're working with?
Yes. Icon Interactive. They are based in Ann Arbor. They also have offices in Boston and New York. They've been super kind and super inspiring to work with. They're always looking for creative projects and creative uses of new technologies, and we happen to be a creative organization and who knows lots of creative individuals in our community. And so it, in my mind, it just made a perfect pair. There's some like cliche phrase, a peas in a pod or dice in a box, or I don't know.
Trying to say that now is the time to call 888-299-8910 or go online, WEMU.org, because that's how it works. Omari Rush donates his time and his energy to come here to 89.1 WEMU to keep you, the listener, informed. And he's so connected. If that information, if you care about the things that he talks about, if that means something to you, this is your chance to help keep that going with your financial support at 888-299-8910 or online at WEMU.org.
Well, and Lisa, certainly what you all do here is so great. And I just had proof of that recently. This woman, Carla, wrote me and said, Omari, I heard about what y'all are up to with this event at Alley Bar highlighting up-and-coming artists in the area, and I want to be one of those, and how can I get involved? And she talked about how much she loved WEMU and is such a supporter. It's really great that we have WEMU and Art and Soul and you to be able to help our community connect with artists, creative ideas, fun happenings in our town. And so if you support that and you believe in that, absolutely call 888-299-8910 or WEMU.org. Go there. Make your gift of support today. It will go a long way.
Keeping you informed and keeping the community connected. That's really what this is all about. What else is going on at the Arts Center?
We're also opening an exhibition, Remix. It's all about post-internet art. That is art that was created after the internet came online.
Did the internet impact art when it came online?
Yeah, it opened up a new kind of color palette. Mm. It really reinforced this idea of connectivity and people being networked. And so the art in the show emphasizes those themes as well as things that people who grew up in a post-internet world experience. So there's one piece that has all of these like toys that are kind of mashed up in a collage that came from after the internet was born.
You've got that going on, and we are here to connect you as well through Art and Soul and listening and supporting 888-299-8910-WEMU.org. Now, you also have something going on, a pop-in event?
Yes, Intermittent. Intermittent is this like conference, this tech and creativity conference by some tech folks in town who said, we all like the arts. Let's get together and talk about some ideas, share some inspiration. We really liked what they were doing in terms of bringing speakers to our area. And we said, well, instead of just having them talk about what they do, why not have them show what they do? And so for pop-in, they'll be coming to the Arts Center again tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. Each of these artists will be exhibiting in a different room. Some will be showing films. Some will be leading kind of floral mask making workshops. We'll have DJs. We'll have all kinds of things that are free and open to the public that allow people to access the arts in many different ways. Lisa, you're also holding this...
Moving Mindset postcard. That was so cool. What's that?
Also, at that same time, in our Wyndham Aquarium Gallery, this movement artist will be performing in this window. She'll be doing different kind of movement things. And by movement things, she'll just be moving her body for the entire world to see. And by the entire world, people that are walking on that sidewalk or eating at Fleetwood or Blimpy Burger.
They'll look through your window at the Art Center.
Yes, absolutely. Every room and every window will be something creative happening at the Art Center. You know, it's great to be able to talk about this, Lisa, on WEMU Art and Soul. And if this is helpful to you, if it's, you know, interesting and fun for you, please call and make a gift to support 888-299-8910 or visit WEMU.org.
And we like to talk about a lot of things going on in the area. What's happening in Ypsilanti?
Cultivate Coffee and Tap House is about to launch this June a series of Sunday garden music concerts. Really chill, really laid back. You can have your coffee and get wired up, or have have a great kind of microbrew beer. So it'll be happening Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m., live music. Each week, they'll pair a different artist with a different beer with a different non-profit that benefits from, you know, the sales that day. And so, you know, it's one of these things where it's win, 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 win.
I was going to say, it doesn't get much more community connected than that.
I know. So it's a really great series. I hope folks will certainly go check it out.
And there's a pop-up art show happening?
Yes. You know, Today Clothing on 4th Avenue in Ann Arbor is actually, it used to be a gallery, actually. Mm-hmm. It used to be this gallery project. And now it's a clothing store. And they're having a pop-up art show. Yoshi, who's a designer, and Shingo Brown, who's an artist, they're going to have their hand-painted, hand-sewn, textiles and clothing accessories, bags.
So art you can wear?
Art you can wear.
And use.
Yes, wear and use. Functional. And so that's going to pop up on June 8th, again, 6 to 8 p.m. At their space on 215 South 4th Avenue. So we hope you'll go to that too.
Omari Rush, Director of External Relations at the Ann Arbor Art Center, donates his time and his energy, his knowledge and awareness so you can be better informed here on 89.1 WEMU. Show your support for that information and for Omari by calling 888-299-8910. Go online, WEMU.org. Omari, always great to see you.
The Ann Arbor Art Center is so thankful for WEMU and for what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.